30 second pod. I'm at work. I got somewhere to be. And I'm not sure if I can do this with my phone while still recording, but let me see if I can pull this up. So we're going to pull up here. Hopefully I'm still recording. Manu Ginobili. Basketball Reference. You know what? Let's do it the other way. Manu Ginobili, starting in 2002, ending in 2017 to 2018. I think it's probably pretty boring to have a wall of numbers. Let's go for the minutes. Manu Ginobili, 20.7, 29.4, 29.6, 27.9, 27.5, 31.1, 26.8, 28.7, 30. 0.3, 23.3, 23.2, 22.8, 22.7, 19.6, and he's older now, 18.7, 20. Manu Ginobili, two-time All-Star, points per game, 7.6, 12.8, 16 points a game, 15.1, 16.5, 19.5, I guess 19.5 is the high, 15.5, 16.5, 17.4, 12.9, 11.8, 12.3, 10.5, then we're sub 10 points a game for the last 3 years. Am I still recording? Let's take a look here. Hey, we're still recording. Dude. I hate being right all the time. This is the way. This is the way this is all going to work. This is how we win. This is how we win a championship. I don't know how everyone else feels, because I know some people are more focused on being angry or for being overly happy or however you get down, whatever. I have been so invested. So, like, all the dumb tournament stuff that have been inflicted upon us by the Clown Commissioner, Adam Silver, and all this. The last 3 minutes of the Knicks game and the Nets game, I have felt invested in a way that I haven't consistently felt since I don't know when. I don't want to, like, malign the whole Bud era, because obviously we were invested in a lot of those games. But just to me, the last 3 minutes of these games, rested Chris, figuring it out Lillard, this is perfect. This is so great. And you can see, and again, it doesn't 100% look right. By the way, Griffin pulled Brooke Lopez out, so I'm guessing people have. I haven't listened to any other podcasts on this, and I went right to bed after the game last night. Guys, I say again, we limit, like, the entire Chris saga has been people trying to turn him into Monte Ellis or something. We are now fully, like, if Griffin doesn't screw this up, we are fully poised to have a Chris Middleton that takes nothing off the table. A Chris Middleton that takes nothing off the table. Even if you think about, like I made the Drew clutch supercut, and think about every clutch Drew Holiday shot. I'm sure one day we'll make a Chris clutch supercut, although really seems like one of y'all would have did that already. What are the Drew clutch shots? Hero shots, right? Step back threes. Think about that Warriors game that it seemed like we won and then we lost, and then like him and Chris lost. Like all those games, hero shots, step back threes, heat check shots. In the clutch, we take heat check shots because it's difficult to get Giannis going. Maybe Giannis can get to the basket. Maybe Giannis can get to the line. And now we have a triumvirate of dudes, man. And it's so great. So, like, you think about, like, Chris deservedly. Dude, he's going to be open. He's going to be open. Like, the pass that went to Lillard at the end of the Knicks game, he was open from 17 feet. He can't get all the way to the basket. He was looking at a wide-open 17-footer, and he got Lillard an even better shot. Chris Middleton is going to be open at the end of these games from the mid-range. Chris Middleton is going to be open, and he can see over the top and make a pass, or he can take an open 17-footer. They can't beat us. They can't stop us. If we're not hurt, we're going to win the title. I've wanted this forever. This is beautiful. This is like the optimized version of all of this, and wait till Lillard really gets going. I don't have anything else, and I just... My only fear is that some kind of way we're going to be like, okay, yeah, man, he's looking so great, so let's get him up to 38 minutes. He's playing great because he's playing 20 minutes. He looks stupendous playing 20 minutes. It is marvelous. Oh, you can't really mean that you want him to pay 20 minutes in the playoffs. 26? This is incredible right now. Like, we've said the... Who's this texting me? We've said the entire time, this is what this could look like. And it's... I don't know. Is everybody else excited? No, of course, we get excited about all of this stuff. But this is dope. And we've talked for years and years about the great irony about all the people who talked about PPGs being silently the most in love with PPGs. I just can't emphasize this enough. That, I think, what he had, 15 points? We gotta look. I like the stats too. Everybody likes the stats. Everybody likes to get involved in all this kind of stuff and put this and look at the last five games. The 15 points, I think it was 15, that he had last night is more impactful than kind of some of the whack 27-point games. And I just hope we mentally get past this thing now of making cases for people to make all-star teams or first-team All-NBA or third-team All-NBA or MVPs or any of this kind of stuff right now. All that matters is winning. And you see them talking possession to possession. What's going to happen? You saw with the Knicks game. It's like, okay, so Giannis is hemmed up. Because obviously the thing, if we want to go negative, the thing that we could talk about is that Giannis is going to be left open on the three-point line. And we could have a whole conversation in this 30-second pod about Giannis being open from three. But in the Knicks game, Giannis is open from three, and Lillard curves around and gets the ball and hits the dagger, right? They're talking. Guys, they are talking about what they want to do, and they are implementing, and it's possession for possession. It's not like, hey, Drew, take a hero shot. Okay, Chris, your turn. Take a hero shot. Okay, Giannis, driving to eight guys. All right, whose turn is it again? Is it Drew's or Chris's turn to take a hero shot? No. Possession by possession in the last 3 minutes. This is just to me. And, of course, defensively, kind of whack. But fantastic, compelling regular season basketball. Are you not entertained basketball? I love this so much. And I'm just going to end on a positive note. This works. This is repeatable. This is replicatable. This we can do in the playoffs. This felt like the playoffs at the end. It's great. Have a great day.